Franz, in Arizona's Supreme Court upholding a Civil War era ban on abortions more strict than the recent 15-week abortion law. The White House called the law extreme. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre blaming former President Trump.
When the president's predecessor handicapped three Supreme Court justices to overturn Roe v. Wade, it paved the way for the chaos and confusion we're seeing play out across the country today.
Yesterday, Trump announced abortion rights should be left up to states to decide. The CDC warning many socially vulnerable women are not getting recommended mammograms. In a new report, a group of specialists now recommending women starting at the age of 40 should get screened for breast cancer every other year, instead of the earlier recommendations that women 50 to 74 should get mammograms every 2 years. Final guidelines by the CDC will follow. Today is the final day of the month-long holiday Ramadan. Tomorrow, Muslims will begin Eid, marking the break in fasting. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden says his new student loan forgiveness plan would cancel tens of thousands of dollars in interest for Americans who can prove hardship cases. He called it a ticket to the middle class in Madison yesterday.
I think we all in this room share one goal. Give everybody a fair shot. Just a shot. Freedom to chase their dreams.
Republicans call the plan a desperate attempt to buy votes. Wisconsin's longest-serving state senator is calling it quits. Republican Rob Coles of Green Bay says he'll retire instead of run for re-election now that his newly redrawn district is more favorable to Democrats. Coles is 73 years old. He was first elected to the Senate in 1987 after 4 years in the Assembly. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. A big underage drinking bust at a UW campus area bar last weekend. Police went to Lucky's 1313 on Regent Street for a compliance check last Friday night. A police spokesperson tells Channel 27 that 160 of the 190 people in the bar were underage. Compliance checks at campus area bars have turned up similar rates of violations in recent years. The city of Beloit is honoring veterans by renaming a street. Riverside Drive from White Avenue to Henry Avenue became Let's Roll Drive on Sunday. It's a street that many veterans roll down each year on chartered buses on their way to visit veterans' memorials in Washington, D.C. Veterans on hand for Sunday's dedication tell Channel 15 it's a really nice honor. This year's Vets Roll trip is May 19th through the 24th. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Hi, I'm Mike Crute, and I've signed my share of commercial real estate leases. In Madison, I highly recommend Jeff Jansen from Altus Commercial Real Estate. Jeff guided me to my first radio station location on the west side. He helped us move to University Ave, and eventually Jeff set up the lease at the Civic Media World headquarters. No one works harder to provide options in commercial leasing. Call Jeff Jansen and his team at Altus Commercial Real Estate at 608-338-1101.
The Bucks reload. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will try and snap a four-game losing streak at home when they host the number one seed Boston Celtics tonight at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks' Chris Middleton losing a tooth Sunday night after getting knocked in the face by former Bucks guard Dante DiVincenzo. He's now with the Knicks. It happened in the second quarter. Doc Rivers.
He went to the dentist, so yeah, I think he had to have dental surgery would be my guess. Not good, but it is what it is.
The Celtics have won 8 of their last 10 games. Baseball, the Brewers fell behind 8-0 last night in Cincinnati, but nearly came back. The Reds went on to win 10-8 over Milwaukee. It was the first time in over a year left-hander Aaron Ashby pitched following shoulder surgery.
Yeah, I thought Ashby was great. I really do. I mean, I didn't expect him to be that good. He threw great changeups, got a lot of swings and misses on it. For his first Major League start in a while, I thought he did great and deserves to be with us again.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly sunny today and mild as high temperatures climb into the low 60s. It gets even better than that for tomorrow. Abundant sunshine and highs soaring to flirting with near 70. Enjoy it because rain rolls in by Thursday and temperatures cool some. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The Eclipse Hangover edition, perhaps. Dom, how you doing?
I'm good, Crudy. Good to see you again in studio here in Madison. Rich, working hard on the board. Thank you, brother. Of course, our fair audience, thank you for hanging out for the political party. How are your eyes feeling today, man? You know, after watching the eclipse last night.
Blurry.
A little red, a little sore. A
little blurry.
Is that the rum or the sun?
If I had to blame someone or something, it would
be
you.
Dominic, you're Dominic. Welcome.
I believe you might have made sure that I was overserved.
Well,
your company does it to me.
I am not a role model, Michael.
Certainly you were not. Nor am I, ever. Enjoy the company of our program director, Catherine. Don't know if she enjoyed mine. but glad she came down and joined us.
Yeah, for sure.
On the street, State Street. Here in Madison,
oh, WMDX. Summertime Studios. In Wisconsin, it's a hell of a thing to beat.
Oh, my wife and I were just talking about it. She's like, I hate this state. I said, how could you say that on the most glorious day
of the year so far?
Yes, right? Yes. Now it's all worthwhile. This window of time, this opportunity. So, you know, am I feeling less than fully exuberant? Perhaps.
Maybe.
But the show must go on.
You're a professional. I know you'll soldier through, soldier.
I did go to college with you. We did some soldiering, if you will. You know, Dom, I was interviewed like a week ago in the studio. And I don't know if I've mentioned it to you, but after you depart tomorrow, I've got a German documentarian coming in studio to interview me.
Oh, really?
I'm going to be big in Germany. I'm going to be like David Hasselhoff. Remember, he was big in Germany.
He was big in Germany. Yes, he was.
So I'm hoping that we're going to have an alternative following in Germany.
Oh,
this as it was described to me, although maybe I'm getting, you know, maybe I'm getting Borat-ed or something. Who knows?
Who knows? It's keeping your pants, man. Stay out of the hotel rooms, Giuliani.
Why would you go there? how am I going to end up in a hotel room?
I mean, you never know. I mean, how did Giuliani end up in a hotel room?
It was a setup, Jerry. Yeah. Dom.
Michael.
My understanding is the documentarian is doing a study on the Republican Party. Again, the question, so why are you coming to see Crudy?
Ah, well, you know, they have a great experience with fascism over in Germany. They know of what they speak. That's going to be interesting. I look forward. You should ask the documentarian a few questions.
Something to the effect. I paraphrase. You know, when he told me I was busy preparing for a fine show and I never knew if he'd follow up. And he did. Who knew he would? He scheduled for tomorrow at 2. But this documentarian, this German guy, said he's documenting the Republican Party from ripping to the RNC.
Ooh.
And I'm like, does he know how we're going to party at the RNC? You know, we've got sort of an alternative plan at the RNC.
An alternative plan, yes.
We'll keep it quiet for now. Don't want trolls.
Yes. Not yet. Not yet.
Not yet. We'll get there. But I am a little hungover. I got to be completely honest.
You don't have to be honest, man. It's okay. You don't have to talk about it.
You know, I for a hangover, I feel okay, but I'm clearly not at my best.
When would you say you're at your best?
100%?
Yeah. The A game. Like, what's the guarantee of Crudy's A game? Because I know sometimes you don't sleep very well. I mean, hell, you're up till like 3 o'clock in the morning the other night.
I was. Yeah. My A game was 1993.
Yeah. We're at the Angel basketball courts.
My strength peaked in 1999. And
it's all been downhill from there.
Basically.
Yeah.
Y2K killed me.
Yeah.
Dom, anyways, not trying to be overly self-indulgent, but here I am.
I'm not trying to be.
You got a beer t-shirt on.
It comes naturally.
Your black t-shirt, it's always black because black is slimming.
Yes, it is.
And three beers. And what is the...
It's Praha. It's from Prague, from Czech Republic, when I went to go visit Izzy when she was over there.
When you went partying.
Yeah.
Let's turn my attention, if I can... to what happened a week ago.
As
I started telling the story, like earlier this segment, a week ago, CNN came right here. Jeff Zeleny, their national reporter guy. And I had the good fortune of being a selected subject of this interview from CNN. And the topic, unfortunately, not my favorite topic, third-party candidacies. And specifically, I was asked about Robert Kennedy Jr. and I guess Jill Stein ultimately. And an article published right away, and we shared the article, but we were kind of holding back because we were waiting for this to appear on the CNN. It's a TV show, right? It's a network. They could use me a lot. I mean, I really should have a job there. Contributor paid, as long as it's paying. But anyways.
Any paying job will do.
They had warned me, you know, you're only going to get like 18 seconds. We're going to interview you, but we're only going to take like one sound clip.
Quick cuts, man. It's not like radio show. You got 3 hours to, you know, indulge yourself.
Yeah, I've been doing that just in this segment.
Yeah.
But anyways, Rich, going to need your help. Our fine producer, Rich, did the hard work. Actually, I got to give a little tip of the cap to Alan Robinson because he's the one that tipped me off. Alan Robinson, our fine sponsor partner from Herbal Aspect. New products there. The devil's lettuce. We'll talk about that soon. But Tom, Alan said, hey, saw you on CNN, Anderson Cooper, 360. Great job. I'm like, what?
Huh?
They promised they would tell me.
They didn't tell you.
They didn't tell me.
You didn't get the memo.
And they didn't post it. As near as I can find. Rich can't find it. I can't find it. Google. It's worth the Google, but you cannot find Crudy's fine appearance. Article. You can find an article. Hell, I Googled the article. It's all over the... I didn't know, but like lots of news agencies apparently reprint CNN because Crudy's nearly famous just from the digital side. But I look good that day. I was wearing a suit.
I wore a suit yesterday, man. Very
different
dapper.
Suit. Oh, different.
Look
different
at suit. You with all your multiple suits.
Here's the
Must
confessional.
Must be nice there, fella.
Same tie. Same tie.
Oh.
I wore that same red power tie. Me and Trump, we like the red ties. So... anyways, I was wearing a suit. I dressed up. And the only one who's apparently got video of this appearance, the only one that could prove it ever happened, Alan Robinson. Our pal Alan, he wasn't even interviewed. He just happened to be in the accompaniment of someone that was. And, you know, he was on the video for a second or two. So someone told him. And he apparently, you know, pulled it up on his DVR at home. I don't know how he pulled this video. So he shared it with us. And Rich is going to share it with you. And maybe we'll just include the part that Crudy's in. Maybe we'll skip the
That's
rest.
That's the most important part.
Well, let's play cut one. Crudy being interviewed on the CNN. And This is how they led the story on Anderson Cooper 360.
Third-party candidacies, to my opinion, are an unacceptable answer in the 2024 election.
Mike Crudy is at the helm of his liberal talk radio show in Wisconsin, where the question of the day is one that many Democrats are stewing over.
Any appetite for Robert Kennedy Jr. this fall?
Wisconsin is one of the tightest battlegrounds of all, made clear again tonight as Donald Trump returned for a rally in Green Bay. But in the rematch with President Biden comes a new wild card in Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
He's playing spoiler, and I'm not clear why. I am fearful of a second Trump term. There's only one acceptable vote, and that's for Joe Biden. And you don't got to love him, but you do have to vote for him come this November.
No, not the greatest sound ever. Clearly, the only video we have of Crudy's appearance on CNN, my glorious ascension to CNN, somebody's videotaping the television while apparently emptying the dishwasher. or maybe just...
Someone's got KP, man.
So this is what we've been relegated to. You wonder why we didn't talk about this sooner? This,
you know, before when I was a kid, when I got the super cool boombox with the two tape players in it, you know, you kind of put the boombox next to the other boombox, play one, hit record on the other. That's kind
or
of
or you'd hold song. Your tape recorder up to the radio to try and record your favorite songs.
That never works.
You know, there are some other finely featured people, but because of the sound quality, and I didn't realize there would be actual porcelain chinking in the background, I didn't hear that on my cell phone so clearly, but let's play the one other clip. This is actually the conclusion. Kelda Royce was also featured. Other people featured. It wasn't just about Crudy, but, you know, I got the raps, the beginning and the end. Let's play the end, Rich.
Well, actually, it's primarily you because I couldn't get the beginning and the end of Kelda. So it's you're the star again.
You are the star.
Play it.
Bright, shiny star.
You're it.
Back on the radio, Crudy intends to keep voicing his concerns about all third-party threats that he believes could upend the 2024 rematch.
I would say Jill Stein, the Green Party, worries me as much as Kennedy does. But I am concerned because anything that changes the head-to-head electoral math between Trump and Biden changes the math, and I don't like that.
Now, and Kennedy I don't like or that. Any third-party candidate can get on the
That's
ballot
fine.
With only 2,000...
So anyways, then they tossed it back to CNN and discussed it for a minute, and I didn't even see it, except on videotape of the screen, the very lowest of quality. But I still have to acknowledge and thank Alan, because at least he had the common courtesy to videotape the screen and share it with me.
I think we got to be able to track it down somewhere, man. We'll make an effort.
How'd I look?
Oh, you look good. I got to tell you, when I did see it, Crudy, I was like, well, wow, you actually sound like a fairly intelligent, informed pundit. Not like anything I've known you all these years, man. So you pulled it off, man. You know what it was? It was the tie.
Red power tie.
Yeah, I mean, that gives you all legitimacy. Three beer prog shirt, you know, cool, but maybe not down to the politics until you get to know me.
I'm going old school today. Also black, slimming, because I'm feeling a little puffy after beer and late night pizza. Actually, no beer. No beer for me, but I am wearing the classic
Devil Radio. Bring it, baby.
And, you know, people have been saying to us for so long, Don, is there ever going to be swag? And I have an answer to that question. Someday soon.
Someday.
The greatest radio show ever. There will be Devil's Advocate swag. Perhaps. By the end of this week, Don.
Ooh.
It's a secret. Don't tell anyone. You can look super sexy. Come back.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for matinee on air.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion happen everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines 844-9672-789. Crudy just relishing the CNN superstardom, man. But there is the article, actually, and I wanted to get your sense.
We may have more people listening to us than they have watching CNN.
I mean, the third-party candidacy issue, right? And this particular, it was about Kennedy Jr., right? But you mentioned Phil Anderson, our pal over at the Libertarian Party. He's running, yes. Right? Gary Johnson.
Running for U.S. Senate.
Gary Johnson, when he ran in 2016, got way more votes than Jill Stein did. He had like 100-some thousand votes.
Correct.
Well, what, you don't think any
and
of those?
And you emceed the convention that year.
Yeah.
So you were so effective.
Yes, I was.
You cost Hillary Clinton the presidency.
You're welcome.
Dominic.
It's all my fault.
It is, clearly.
So, but
why, A to B to C.
How would you, I mean, why Jill Stein? Why would you give more, you know, put more of that on Stein's candidacy than you would Gary Johnson's?
I wouldn't. I'd blame you all.
But well, no one brings up Gary Johnson. It's
very
always,
often.
It's always Jill Stein. It's always
because
Jill
presumably
Stein.
Gary Johnson was a bleed against Trump. Gary Johnson was the alternative.
But why would you presume that? That wasn't me.
Well, libertarians typically are far closer to the right than the left. They might be down for weed smoking, man, but that's mainline Republican policy with everything except Republican legislators at the state capitol. Everybody else is down for weed these days. Well, that stops being the appealing part of the libertarianism. The otherwise, the only part of the libertarianism I get is they're selfish. They just don't want to pay for anybody else's stuff. I got mine.
And
I want to keep mine. I don't want to pay
so
any
you
taxes.
Think, generally speaking, besides me, besides yours truly, those that would vote for the Libertarian Party would generally be Republican light.
And selfish. And no offense, buddy, but I've always thrown you in that category.
Hey, man, I'll own that. I am very self-aware. I, because there is no, you know, there is no we without me. You know what I'm saying? It's very, just laying it out there for you, brother. Otherwise, it's you, yo. I'm just, it's not, it's just.
That's always been very clear in our friendship.
Oh, man.
That hurts a little.
844-967-2789. But what about this time? You think Kennedy's going to, like, he has a bigger, seriously, be more dangerous to Joe Biden than he would to Trump? I don't know about that.
I think that
the anti-vaxxer is going to, they're all the anti-vaxxer Trump supporters. You know, if anyone's going to be anti-vaxxer, it's probably going to be MAGAs, probably Republicans. I mean, that's not going to be a whole lot of Dems, man.
Dom, I haven't independently verified this, but it is my clear inkling that the Robert Kennedy Jr. campaign is being funded by MAGA supporters. And there's perhaps some Venn diagram going on the political strategy side. I think they are trying to bleed some votes away from Joe Biden. I think that this is intentional. This is strategic. This is not about Kennedy ever being the president of the United States. It's never going to happen, right?
Right.
So why? What is the purpose of this candidacy? To crash and burn Joe Biden's candidacy.
Well, that only works if you think that Kennedy's going to pull more votes from Biden than he would from Trump.
Well, I have seen that there's now some reluctance amongst the MAGA to continue to prop up the Kennedy candidacy.
What is it about the Kennedy candidacy that you think would appeal to otherwise disaffected Democratic voters? It's not the anti-vaxxer portion of it. Maybe it's the family name, but it that is, only gets you so far, Jeb Bush.
It's youth. It's vibrancy.
But
it's
the guy's like 70-some years old, man.
No, he's not.
How old is he?
Like 50s?
No, hell no.
Look him up.
I'll look him up.
It's worth a Google.
Yeah, come on.
He's very, and he's buff. He's buff, right? I was under the impression he's maybe 50s, late 50s. I think relative to either of the other two candidates, he'd win in an arm wrestling match. That's my, you haven't found his age yet? How? Google. G-O-O-G-L-E. Google. How old do you think he is?
I think
70?
Yes.
I think you're absolutely wrong, but what do I know?
All right. Well, look.
Just perhaps predicated on the death date of the father. I mean, at best case scenario, he would have to be born in the early 60s, right? So he might be 60. I guess we'll never know.
I guess we'll never know.
You can't find it on Google.
Oh, hang on. That was John F. Kennedy. He's only 38, but he's dead. Junior, anyway. Who are we looking up?
Bobby.
Robert
Kennedy Jr.
All right.
Please, someone from the audience, for the love of God, hit the text line or call the phone line, 844-967-2789.
70. He was born in 54.
He was born in 54. No kidding.
Yeah. Wow. That HGH does wonders, man. I mean, you see Sylvester Stallone still.
Should I consider that?
I mean, that stuff is a miracle drug, man.
HGH, yeah. Human growth hormone.
Yeah, man.
And you think that that's what's
I have no idea.
Vitalizing Kennedy?
Well, he's doing something.
Much more muscular than your average 70-year-old.
Certainly, yeah. And I don't know if you know this about me, Crudy, but I work out quite a bit. And
doesn't show.
This is what I'm saying. It's all those
not empty, that way.
Empty tequila calories, man. Yeah. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., born January 17th, 1954.
Oh, he's too old.
He's young and vibrant. So you're.
I'm saying.
Good thing you didn't say that on CNN, man.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, he's young and vibrant. He's like my age. What? I mean, he's certainly in better shape than you, but he's.
That's a low bar.
Yes.
844-967-2789. Dick's going to bail me out here. I feel quite confident. Dick in his garage in Madison. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, you stole my thunder. I knew he was about my age. 68, 69, 70, somewhere in there. So he is 70.
Well, and it is youth and young and vibrant compared to the other old guys that are running for president.
Well, thanks for saying that about me.
Yeah, but, Dick, you're young, brother.
I've never seen you without a shirt on, or I've never seen your bare feet either, but that's a thing for Kennedy.
Hey, man, you got at least 6-7 months to go, brother, so you just stay alive until voting time, all right?
But to last Tuesday, I almost did something that you were thinking about too, Crute, for a total different reason, not Kennedy. I think that's just nonsense. This fighting against Biden, I'm certainly this fall would never even consider it. But I thought I tickled the idea of voting for Chris Christie just to mess with things.
I was just going to say another friend of the show, Jeff, had texted in real time to me that he had voted cross ticket for Nikki Haley. So I knew it wasn't unprecedented when I suggested.
No. Consider, but
I voted for Biden.
I did too, but I was thinking Christie because he's the only Republican who has absolutely said he will not vote for Trump.
Well, and he makes you look skinny, doesn't he, Dick?
Yes, that's that too.
That's why Dom hangs out with me. He only looks in shape by comparison.
Thanks for the call, Dick. Appreciate it, man. Have a good day.
And quite frankly, only look sexy by comparison.
Oh, come on, baby.
Again, a low bar.
That's why
I do radio.
See? Why are you doing CNN then? Thank God you didn't say that. Oh, so what do you think about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s? Well, you know, I don't like anything that changed the equation. And the guy's young. I mean, he's in his 50s and in great shape because, you know, I'm not going to vote for anybody that doesn't have a six-pack of abs or spotted cow.
I can't tell you for the life of me what the appeal of Robert Kennedy Jr. is. I've never found any appeal to him other than the anti-vaxxer movement before it was discredited, the Wakefield that he is hung his star on, which is discredited research, made-up research. Other than the anti-vaxxer thing, I don't get it. Come back, devil's advocates. 844-967-2789.
Yeah.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Regardless of your age or background, the opportunity for summer camps, it's still out there. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Tuesday. And now is the time to get your kids signed up. Details on the way.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit RuralMutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
4-H camps across the state of Wisconsin give young people an opportunity to not only be away from mom and dad for a little while, but also network with other young people they otherwise wouldn't meet. Marie Witzel, who is the Dodge County 4-H Extension agent, says it also gives them an opportunity to learn some new skills they might not otherwise be exposed to.
Though the basic things are still the same. We try to create that sense of belonging and kids all getting together and doing something together and working as a team and maybe mastering some skills, trying some new things that they haven't done. One of the things that has been pretty popular in my county in particular recently has been archery. And so that's one of the things that we also offer at our summer camp. And even at our state 4-H camp, they offer archery a lot. And so kids maybe never have tried that before, but it's a chance to try it and then say,
That's Marie Witzel. She is the Dodge County 4-H Extension Specialist, and she's encouraging parents and 4-Hers to investigate their 4-H summer camp opportunities today. Best way to start? Check in at your county extension office.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau helps our organization advocate for agriculture by putting us at the table with the right individuals. I've heard a lot of times that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu when it comes to ag policy. We need people to help us make the right connections, get in front of the right people and policymakers that are affecting decisions that impact agriculture.
WFBF.com.
You should look them up.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
And Wisconsin farmers and gardeners are still keeping their fingers crossed we'll pick up a little bit more moisture. The latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service shows statewide 62% of our topsoil has adequate soil moistures. The subsoil moisture, 59% adequate across the state. As of Sunday, 4% of our oats were in the ground, and about 5% of our spring tillage was already complete. The winter wheat conditions, 61% of that crop currently rated good. There's your quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly sunny today and mild as high temperatures climb into the low 60s. It gets even better than that for tomorrow. Abundant sunshine and highs soaring to flirting with near 70. Enjoy it because rain rolls in by Thursday and temperatures cool some. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome my friends to the show that
it never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Got my little buddy right here with me. Got you listening to us either on your car radio, maybe in the house, maybe on the Civic Media app. It's super cool. You can text us there as well. Just push the little button on the app, Don. It goes right to my phone. I know what the people are saying. Or you can do it the traditional way, 844-967-2789. I told you, Dom, RFK Jr. is a prop up of the MAGA movement.
Matthew Chapman.
That's where the money's coming from.
Raw story. Well, maybe they're getting cold feet. Here's the title. Trump allies getting spooked that promoting RFK Jr. may blow up in their faces. When environmental attorney and noted conspiracy theorist, and isn't that great you get known for that, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. jumped into the presidential race in the Democratic primary. Former President Donald Trump and his associates cheered him on, but now he's running as an independent instead, and they're divided over whether to promote him or stop him, unsure of whether his presence will hurt or help their campaign. According to reporter Mark Caputo at The Bulwark, for months, the conventional wisdom has held that Kennedy was more of a problem for Democrats, that he would siphon off votes from President Biden. The Biden campaign launched a full-scale assault on Kennedy, defining the scion of Democratic royalty as a stalking horse for Trump, following election complaints against the independence campaign and trying to, in some states, to block him from qualifying for the ballot. However, while Kennedy does have the name of a distinguished Democratic political family and has pushed some liberal policies, like on the environment, he has, by and large, focused his campaign on appealing to the far right, with his attacks on medical science that sometimes veer into anti-Semitic territory and his defense of the January 6th rioters.
Yeah, that's where he's probably going to lose me.
Well, but is he going to gain some Trumpsters? That's the point.
Yes, maybe.
And now this has some, but not all, of Trump supporters worried that overall he'll pull more votes from Trump than Biden. A quote from a GOP operative. A year ago, everyone thought Kennedy was a good thing. Not everyone thinks that's a good idea now. The challenge today with Kennedy is that he's appealing to the go F the world voter, which is a portion of the Trump coalition.
It's a big portion of the Trump coalition.
Well, I can appreciate that sentiment sometimes. And that's the challenge. The Kennedy base of support is still closer to a Bernie type voter, but Trump won some of them in 2016. As a consequence, many conservative outlets that were once hyping Kennedy are now trashing him as a liberal. All this comes as Democrats watching early polls say that he could, in fact, lose a significant portion of votes to Kennedy, and they're gearing up for an offensive of their own. Democrats have waged a two-front war on both Trump and third-party candidates. Now that the group No Labels has quit its effort to recruit a presidential candidate, the Democratic National Committee, two Biden super PACs, and the group Third Way are planning to focus more negative attention on Kennedy, wrote Caputo. For his part, Kennedy has proclaimed his campaign a spoiler for both President Biden and for President Trump, a shift from his previous claim that he would mainly take votes from Trump. So, yeah,
is there a path to the presidency there?
And the Bernie Sanders comparison. I mean, Bernie could win a primary. You know, I mean, yes. Bernie had a chance. Kennedy has zero chance. And so you're anti-vax, occasionally anti-Semitic. Hey, J6 Patriots had no weapons, which he had to apparently retract. It seems like he's going after, you know, the Trumpsters, man. And who on the right, who are the Bernie supporters are going to go for a guy like that?
No one. None. We know we were at enough Bernie rallies.
Yeah.
I mean, that's very QAnon kind of stuff. We know where he's going to appeal to.
Yeah.
It's going to be squarely in the Trump camp. I, as I pointed out on the CNN interview, the lightly viewed and videotaped off a TV screen with dishwasher being emptied in the background that we played for you, our fair audience. Nothing but the best for you. Just so we could be self-
We.
Yes, we. The we, royal we.
Me. There's no we without me. Remember that, Curdy.
How could I forget being your friend and colleague? I have a different thought, perhaps a more intelligent thought.
Doubtful.
You know, Trump's doing the radio circuit these days.
Oh, really? Is he coming on?
haven't yet tried to book him here.
Okay, let's not do that.
Now, he did go on anti-Trump radio the first time through. The Trump campaign in 2016 put him on with Charlie Sykes, who lambasted his ass. Vicky McKenna, who he hung up on. You know, they all hated his ass before
they
those
him.
That remain
yes.
merged their agendas and fully embraced Belling, Dan O'Donnell, Vicky McKenna, and my buddy Joe Gianganti up there in the Northwoods. The, you know,
the regular
the regular Joe
yeah.
who plays out in Green Bay, and we've got our own outlet. We're not playing there at this moment, Don, but we do. WGBW 97.9, just down the dial from where regular Joe's at. Trust me, it's second to Jason. Is
now you've had Radio Joe, and I was gone.
Regular
one time.
Joe, yeah. I did. I had him on as a co-devil.
Oh, you did, and how and why?
Regular Joe, actually, because I do try to keep open-minded dialogue going on with other people. I've had what's his face, Joe Walsh on as well. He was a Republican that ran against Trump.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I try to be open-minded, Dom. And Joe Gianganti, as a human being, dude, you know, if he was sitting on the bar from us, we'd find common ground with Joe.
Well, of course, right.
But as a radio host, we are so far diametrically opposed to what it is that this guy stands for. And, you know, that's the
But
trouble.
Can you find common ground with that, though? I mean, that's what...
Can
this,
I?
This
yeah,
whole common...
he and I, where our point of commonality comes.
What?
We both have kids on the autism spectrum.
Yeah.
And when it's your family and when it's your kid... yeah, I mean, we have a shared experience, and, you know, he might do it in an inferior fashion, but we also both share the commonality of loving our radio profession, loving what we do. Joe is self-syndicated. I don't know if you noticed, but that's kind of what we got going on here. We, the royal we, if you know what I'm saying. So there is some commonality there, even if politically, ideologically, we don't see eye to eye.
Is it political to try to overthrow the government, or is that something different?
Oh, I would certainly call that political.
Is it? Is it is fascism a political standpoint? A political arena? I
think it is.
I don't know, man.
Like, that goes beyond politics.
Yes,
that's more of
that's,
a
yes. It goes to the humanity. It goes to it goes to the force of will and murder and mayhem that you, if you don't go along with
nobody
the way
ever
I'm doing it.
Nobody thinks they're the bad guy, Don.
No? Are you sure about that?
Everyone sees themselves
really?
As the hero of their own story.
Come on, man. You don't think,
I know
you don't
I
think
do.
Some people embrace the villainy, the debauchery?
What, like you know, the WWE villain?
Yes, absolutely. Who's the bald guy, the advisor for Trump who did the... That spray on hair, the real nasty.
Stephen
dude.
Miller.
Yeah, Stephen Miller. You think Stephen Miller?
He's a nasty SOB.
You
no
think
doubt.
He looks in the mirror and says, "I am the savior of humanity"? You think he thinks himself of that way, or do you think he loves to like?
Well,
put
he
his
would,
foot on the neck of immigrants.
I think he sees himself as the savior of white humanity, and I agree with the assessment. He probably would see himself putting his foot on the neck of immigrants. I mean, I think he pays extra down at the clubs for that.
Gross. I mean, you never know what you're into, man.
844-967-2789.
So to the point of, and I guess this kind of leads off the conversation we had yesterday a little bit. How do we as a show product, how do, you know, independent, true, straight down the middle, try to, you know, report the facts, AP style reporting. How do you address a guy like Donald Trump who lies constantly about everything, like verifiable stuff? Oh, all the legal minds said this. No, they didn't. No, all legal minds say anything about anything, and you are lying about that. And you can go down the list.
The question first asked with Scott Walker in the state of Wisconsin, who right. was a pathological liar, politically speaking. And, you know, the question was asked, I believe, Matt DeFore, then a journalist at the the Wisconsin State Journal. And I think Matt said, well, and if it's not Matt, I apologize, Matt DeFore, but I always really respected the guy. He said, but, you know, Walker's big thing is Wisconsin needs welders. You know, he said, well, you can't call him a big, fat welder.
You liar.
Liar, yeah. And we've always questioned, why not? If the man's lying.
And you're reporting facts and the truth, if you report that someone is habitually lying or specifically lying, isn't it your duty to report that as objective, verifiable news, facts. That's not leaning one way or the other. That's reporting
facts. We watch the spin of the Biden campaign through their or the Biden administration or any press secretary.
Sure.
Put the best spin on it for their campaign.
Yep.
Is it our role, from your point of view, is it our role to put a best spin on the Biden presidency? Because I know there are those in the audience that think we are supposed to be the cheerleaders for the Biden reelection campaign. And anything short of that, any critical thought of Biden, you know what I mean? Like we've broken with the team. I get these emails probably more than you.
Yeah, they don't email me.
No, whatever. Why don't you ever offend the people? You're not doing this job.
I know I'm doing something wrong. So, I think you could say that about any public relations person. That's their job. But when you stand up and say that was the biggest crowd in the history of the world ever, like Spicy did right at the beginning. No, it wasn't. You can see by the photos. It's, you know, verifiable. You can check it. It was false. It was lie. It was not right.
I mean, no, Robert Kennedy Jr. is 54 years old. Yeah. No older than that. I don't care what Google says.
Right, exactly. And I stand up by that and I say it over and over again. And I'm supposed to be like, oh, well, Crudy said this. And someone else said, no, he's 70 years old. And, you know, you can decide. No, there's no deciding. There's one of those statements is true. The other one, if repeated over and over again after being corrected, proves you to be a bald-faced liar. And that if that offends people, then maybe they should stop lying.
I'm offended that he's really 70 because I really had a younger perception of the man.
That's because he's in good shape.
I didn't mean to mislead you.
I was a little shocked when you said that. We saw him working out with his jeans at the, in California?
Venice Beach or something, right? Looked like he's a pumped up guy.
Well, he was, man.
He's more pumped than Schwarzenegger at this age.
At this point, right.
So here's my point.
Okay.
I assume you have a reputable source, although I should have independently verified
the
age of Robert Kennedy Jr.
It's Wikipedia.
But once you're presented with, you know, presumably the facts of his birth age, should I not then accept that fact, even though it's contrary to what I thought the real answer was?
You really thought that dude was like your age, man?
I did.
Oh, no.
I hadn't put deep thought into it. I feel like I'm like 28 years old at this point. I mean, the body says otherwise, but the mind, spirit is young. And he always had that weird voice thing, but he had that 15 years ago when he was doing a radio show on Lefty Talking Madison.
Back when he was 35?
He was like 39 then, man. Do the math. 15 off of 54. Except he's 15 years older than I perceived him to be. So we did have something of a drunken theoretical conversation, and it's not theoretical for us. Because the question is, what's our role out here on the radio each and every day? Not what corporate America would like us to be doing, but, you know, as a carve-out, as a self-syndicating little radio endeavor. You know, we choose for us what we do. You know, could have consequences.
It could. It may or it may not. We'll see. That time will tell. Certainly, that's a question for us. And you know, we make those determinations. But this is not just about us. This is about, you know, other news agencies. You know what I'm saying?
We can't make them do it the right way like we do it.
I understand that. But should they do it the way we're doing it?
Yes, because it fell short. In 2016, the news failed us. What did Les Moonves at CBS say?
I loved it, man.
Trump is great for ratings.
Yeah.
Made tons of money on the Trump campaign. You know, sadly, I would say, and someone said this to me. Hey, you know what, Crudy? Here's the worst thing that happens. Trump wins re-election. That'll be great for your show, great for your business. Yeah. I'm like, and foremost, had never considered that a possibility. Like, my mind doesn't allow me. That's cognitive dissonance, that it's even a possibility that Trump could win. But no. And we did try it as resistance radio to Trump. You know, some may have blown up. We didn't. We were always super cool. They knew us before there was a Trump. Come back. More devils. You'll know us after Trump dies. Hopefully sooner than later. 844-967-2789. Rhetorically speaking. Is that fair?
Sure.
Yeah. Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Hey, Dom, how many palindromes can you name in 30 seconds?
Race car, mom, dad, reefer, refer, kayak, level. Did I say mom already?
You're forgetting one really important one.
Zero res.
Not only is it the coolest palindrome ever, it's also our favorite.
Right, I remember. Why is that again?
They advertise with us.
Zero res, my favorite palindrome.
And carpet cleaner.
And carpet cleaner.
Get the best carpet cleaning ever. Schedule your carpet cleaning online at zeroresmadison.com. Tell them the Devils Advocate sent you.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us anytime, 844-967-2789.
You know, Dom, last night we had a less than theoretical conversation about whether U.S. Senator Ron Johnson should again be welcomed on the airwaves with us. Because we've done 25 or more interviews with Ron. Yeah. Ron specifically pulled me aside at the end of the 22 cycle and said I'd come back on the show if you boys asked, you know, after I win the election. But the January 6th always been a bridge too far for you. And you don't want Ron on the show. If Donald Trump, if some jacknut from his campaign, you know, found us on the wrong list and thought they should book us because we're syndicated across Wisconsin. We are the greatest radio show ever. And they thought we'd be fair to the man. And I said, hey, Dom, I got Trump booked for Friday. What time? Like 4:30. Okay. We do not have Trump booked for Friday. So, you know, don't make a note of it. But what would you do?
I'd leave it up to you, man. I wouldn't. There's nothing that man could say to me that I would want to hear. And the questions I have for him are questions he wouldn't want to answer. So I highly doubt that would ever happen. Same with Rojo.
You think it would be contentious?
Oh, absolutely, man. Yes. When you come face to face with the leader of the fascist movement of our time, you're damn right it's contentious. And when you come face to face with those that would help him in that endeavor, those that support him, those that enable him, every single time, yes, it better be contentious.
Do you think Ron sees himself, Mr. Contention, as an insurrectionist supporting bastard, as a fascist? I mean, he told us if it had been Black Lives Matter protesters coming marching up on January 6th.
Then he'd have been worried.
Then he'd have been nervous.
So he's the racism is very evident there. Those are his people, right? The guy's lying about it. He's been lying the whole time.
Have you ever been, well, it was a violent attack on the U.S. Capitol, and there were guns. I actually saw for the very first time a gun discharged outside of the Capitol on video on the January 6th videotape. I finally have seen
was
guns.
The guy that shot into the ground, or is the guy shooting the
guy
air?
Shooting in the air off scaffolding.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah. Super Yeehaw! Cool when you do that.
Oh, yeah. So much fun, because those bullets, they go forever. They never come back to Earth.
Well, Trump booked himself on my buddy Joe Giangante's show. Am I guilty by association because I've had Joe on the show?
I mean, a little
just
bit.
Just wondering. Former President Donald Trump on Tuesday, that's today, folks, repeated the lie that he won Wisconsin in 2020, just 7 months before he'll again appear on the ballot, warning the state's top election administrator will try to steal another election if she's not removed.
I mean, really? I mean, okay, please continue.
Trump, in the radio interview, apparently with Joe Giangante, although it doesn't say that here, continued his attacks on the Wisconsin Election Commission administrator, Megan Wolf, and said she should be gone. He accused Republican Speaker Robin Foss and Reince Priebus. That's his college roommate, Dom. You know, they're thick as thieves.
Wasn't Priebus his chief of staff for a minute?
Trump's former chief of staff, Rance Priebus, was, I'm not doing enough to force her out. Does Reince even work in Wisconsin? I thought he was out in D.C. cashing big checks.
Yeah, isn't he? He's leading the RNC thing.
Is that his role?
Well, he's in charge. He's the one doing all the speaking.
We heard good things about their organizational skills for a convention. I've heard, this is the actual quote. Now, it does say here at the article, Wolf did not steal the election from Trump. Like, you got to put that in writing. That little...
So, and that's the thing. So if you're interviewing, oh, you know, if she'll try to steal another election if she's not removed. Well, no, Don.
She did not.
She did not try to steal the election. That's
she
wrong.
Did. She did. The ballot boxes, the absentee ballots. I realize it would be a contentious interview.
Of course it would.
You wouldn't be up for that challenge, man. You would shy.
No, of course I wouldn't shy. If he came in the room, I'd get in his ass. Of course. That's how it's done. And a guy like that is not going to try to let you, you know, slide in with questions. They're going to try to talk over you. And and that's the thing. And I've had this conversation with other folks and family members who think they're so right and so righteous. They're not going to let you stop. They're not going to let you get a word in. They're going to keep talking. And that doesn't work for me because I'm going to keep talking and keep talking and keep talking. And now where the hell we're at? We're not having an interview. You're not having a conversation. You got just two jacknuts talking over each other. That's not great radio.
That's why I'm here, to move the conversation forward. Now, here is what Trump said, and it is being reported here as the Regular Joe Show. That's Joe Gianconti. I've heard so much about Megan Wolf, and it's like unanimous. She shouldn't be there.
No, that's not true. It's a bipartisan six-person board, three Democrats and three Republicans.
And Robin Voss, who's a Republican, is allowing her to be there. I don't understand it. I can't imagine it. Well, he doesn't have a very broad imagination, Don, except for grifting. Trump said Voss is very friendly with Priebus, who's heading the Republican National Convention's Milwaukee Host Committee. Yes, very well done. Right. You read ahead in the article, Don.
I did not.
Appearing to suggest...
I didn't cheat, I swear.
Appearing to suggest Priebus should encourage Voss to terminate Wolf.
I'll be back.
You're fired. Like he used to do on The Apprentice, Don. Neither Wolf nor Voss responded to a Journal Sentinel request for comment. What else? The comments on Tuesday were the latest from the former president in his nearly 4 years. At least he's consistent. Of falsely claiming he won Wisconsin in 2020. Recounts and court rulings affirm Joe Biden's more than 20,000 vote victory in the state. That's not a huge number, but it's enough. And it's also the latest attack on Wolf, who has become the target of Republicans in the state over those false claims of the stolen election. Jeez. Republican lawmakers have zeroed in on Wolf in part because of actions the bipartisan, again, three Republican appointees, including insurrectionist supportive Bob Spindelli, still on the WEC, Dom. It has a panel of six commissioners that voted to take during the coronavirus pandemic at a time when health officials were advising people to avoid crowds and for some voting practices that have since been deemed illegal through lawsuits.
Crudy, on Tuesday, Trump put the blame for his loss on the shoulders of Wolf Dominic. And Voss. I couldn't understand how we lost that election because, you know, I love the state and I have so many friends in the state. It never made sense to me. Now we find out why. She should be gone. He called the 2020 election bad and falsely claimed it meant for years you have to stay with somebody that wasn't elected. He again mentioned Priebus, noting he was very instrumental in bringing the RNC to Milwaukee, which he referred to as the election this summer. I mean, you're going to have a conversation with that rattled old man, that old fascist? What are you going to say? What are you going to provide? What news are you going to give the people that they don't already know?
It is my job to bring interesting and insightful conversation to the radio airwaves. I feel like I would accomplish that. It would be illuminating. It'd make you laugh. It'd make you cry.
Yeah.
More devil's advocates. I promise there will be a gamut of emotions in hour two.
There's nothing better than the Violet Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, I'm John.
And I'm Gordy. Join us at Short Stack Eatery this coming Wednesday morning. We'll have coffee and good conversation.
Wednesday.
6 to 8 a.m.
tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Michigan, the parents of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly sentenced to 10 to 15 years each.